Ladies and gentlemen, now we'd like to announce the revised forecasts for fiscal year 2015. First, let me introduce the participants from Toshiba. Masashi Muromachi, President and CEO. Shigenori Shiga, Corporate Senior Executive Vice President. Masayoshi Hirata, Corporate Senior Vice President. And I am Hasegawa from Public Relations and Investor Relations Division. First, Mr. Muromachi will present the revised forecast for fiscal year 2015. Thank you very much. I am Muromachi. We have decided in today's Board of Directors meeting to revise the forecast for FY 2015, which we announced on the 4th of February. This slide shows key points of revised forecasts. Following the sales of Toshiba Medical Systems Corporation and home appliance business, both of those businesses are now classified as discontinued operations, and net sales are expected to decrease by 700 billion yen from the previous forecast. Although there is no essential change in the status of the nuclear power business, including Westinghouse Electric Company LLC, operating loss is expected to increase by 260 billion yen from the February 4th forecast, resulting from the goodwill impairment, primarily due to an increase in financing costs following downgrading of our credit ratings. Despite the impairment for the part of the goodwill in the nuclear power business, net income is expected to improve 240 billion yen after booking 380 billion yen in after-tax profit from the sale of TMSC. As a result, net sales are expected to be 5.5 trillion yen, operating loss 690 billion yen, net loss 470 billion yen. Due to the goodwill impairment of nuclear power business and the sale of TMSC, equity attributable to shareholders of the company is expected to be 300 billion yen. Shareholders' equity ratio is expected to be 5.5%. Those are still at low level, but we will continue to take measures to strengthen our financial foundation and to improve profitability. After the sale of Toshiba Medical Systems, the net interest-bearing debt will be reduced by 960 billion yen to 490 billion yen. Net debt-to-equity ratio is expected to reach 163%. Now let me explain the two major reasons behind the revision of the forecast. First is the sale of Toshiba Medical Systems Corporation. Value received through the sale is 665.5 billion yen. Excluding sold assets and liabilities and related costs, profit from sale before tax is expected to be 590 billion yen. After tax, profit from sale is expected to be 380 billion yen. Adding the after-tax business profit of 10 billion yen to this number, we plan to book 390 billion yen as after-tax income from discontinued operation. Let me now explain the second major factor, which is the nuclear power business goodwill impairment. On the 4th of February, We revised the forecast for FY 2015 and also reported the progress of Toshiba Rebuilding Initiative. Also, on the 18th of March, we explained our FY 2016 business plan. As we mentioned on those occasions, based on the impairment test of, or step one conducted in Q3, fair value of nuclear power business was higher than the carrying value. Therefore, we judged that there were no signs of goodwill impairment at that time. As our financial outlook deteriorated significantly, our credit ratings were lowered and caused some changes in financing environment. As a result, we conducted another impairment test, or step one, with the base date on February 29th. Although there has been no major changes in the status of the nuclear power business or its future plans since the first test, due to the higher financing cost, the discount rate, which is one of the assumptions to calculate the fair value, was changed from 9.5% to 11%. As a result, the fair value of nuclear power business is calculated to be 610 billion yen, which is lower than the carrying value of 690 billion yen. We recognize that there are signs of goodwill impairment. Therefore, we conducted the impairment test step two. In step two, we reassessed the fair value of the business's assets and liabilities, excluding goodwill. After the acquisition of Westinghouse, the value of technical assets increased due to business progress and growth. Intangible fixed assets, which had carrying value of 160 billion yen, is now evaluated to have 380 billion yen fair value. We also reassessed other assets and liabilities. Now, the goodwill is estimated to be 70 billion yen. After deducting the intangible fixed asset and tangible fixed asset and others from the fair value of 610 billion yen. So the difference, which is 260 billion yen, will be booked as a goodwill impairment. That is the difference between the carrying value of the goodwill before the impairment test and the book value after the impairment test, which was 70 billion yen. So we'll book this 260 billion yen as an operating loss in the consolidated financial statement. Next, about the write-down of investment in Westinghouse on Toshiba's non-consolidated financial statement. According to the Japanese accounting standards, we have calculated our share, which is 87%, out of the Westinghouse group book value of net asset. As a result, Toshiba's book value is approximately 340 billion yen, which is lower than the book value of investment, which was approximately 560 billion yen. Therefore, due to the goodwill impairment on the consolidated basis, net asset value cannot be expected to recover in the immediate future. Therefore, we would recognize this write-down of 220 billion yen, which is the difference between the book value and the book value of investment. And we will book this as a non-operating loss in this fiscal year's non-consolidated financial statement. However, this write-down will have no impact on our consolidated financial statements. Let me now talk about non-consolidated net assets status of Toshiba. Today, we issue a press release, which is entitled "Write-down for shares held by Toshiba in an affiliated company and a capital deficit in non-consolidated financial statement." excluding the Westinghouse business in the United States, there were deterioration in earnings of the power systems, PC, and visual product business. As a result, share value of Toshiba America Inc. is unlikely to recover in the immediate future. We would book the write-down of approximately 100 billion yen for the shares of Toshiba America Inc. On our non-consolidated financial statements. This write-down will have no impact on our consolidated financial statements. Currently, we are investigating the other affiliated company shares as well as other assets potential impairment. As I explained earlier, we will be booking the write-down of 220 billion yen on our non-consolidated financial statement in relation to Westinghouse. Including this, our net asset, based upon the non-consolidated financial statement, will be around 370 billion yen. That means that we will have a capital deficit of about 80 billion yen. Concerning this capital deficit, we are currently considering to take measures, including the potential reduction of capital. As soon as we finalize this measure, we would make announcement. We will continue to prioritize on the improvement of our financial strength and also to rebuild the financial discipline, and also take measures to enhance our equity capital through the sale of our assets. We plan to announce the business results of fiscal year 2015 on the 12th of May, Thursday, and I will explain the details of business performance by segment at that time. That concludes my presentation. Thank you for your attention.